we're not following the plan. It's been a failure in terms of following the plan. We want to always say this 10 to 15 and 3 to 5 years. Okay, we're following that part of the plan, but we're not following the part of the plan that talks about translocation and where these wells are supposed to be sourced. So I'm going to read you a portion of the plan. One is sourcing donor populations not known to be depredators, whether present around livestock or not. What's preferential to sourcing populations not exposed to livestock, if possible? That's the BC wolves. They're not exposed to livestock. And then this last one is a sentence that says, no wolf should be translocated that has a known history of chronic depredation, and sourcing from geographic areas with chronic depredation events should not occur. That was the Oregon Pact, became the Copper Creek Pact, as you well know, had all of those problems. It doesn't say that anything about that there was breeding pairs or there had to be certain numbers. It specifically says exactly what I just read, that in period. And this comes from the Wolf Plan Appendix B4. And one more thing, the translocation of depredating wolves to a different part of the state will not be considered, as it is viewed as translocating the problem along with the wolves. And that comes from the Wolf Plan of page 27. So that's just not me making up this stuff. This is part of what we in the technical working group spent hours and hours, 18 months, hashing out these things and coming to these decisions and this language by consensus and adopted by the CPW Wildlife Commission. I will take any questions. I don't want to use up any more of my 3 minutes. I know you guys have been there a long time, and I appreciate all the work, and I especially appreciate Senator Roberts and Speaker McCluskey for their outreach to our community in Grand County here as their representatives and senator from our districts. Appreciate all you all on the committee. Thank you.